The G.I. Journal goes to press. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, the radio newspaper of the AEF.
Come on, I got to put this paper to bed.
Men, you all know how smooth and sleek and streamlined a submarine is, don't you? Well, here's a man whose voice makes exactly the same gurgling sounds as that submarine does when it sinks below the surface. Your editor-in-chief, Bing Crosby.
Hiya, men.
Hiya, Bing.
Thanks, Harry. You did say sink. Didn't you, about the subject? Well, men, it's sure warming to the heart to be taking the roll call on the old G.I. Journal again. This is your five-star final, and standing by, your five-star reporters. There's lovely Linda Darnell, the female on the V-mail detail, who makes you feel like rushing right out and signing some important papers. Also, Ransom Sherman, our Muses from the Muses column editor, who's going to louse up your poems. Mel Blanc, the one-man crowd. Harry Mitchell, and of course, our outside reporter, Rochester. He ought to be calling in with a story any minute. Hello? For whom does the bell toll?
This is Rochester, boss. I'm overseas with the ordnance men, checking farms. Now let's see. Springfields, Garands, Carbines.
Rochester, what kind of a weapon was that?
Bazooka! Now I'm going to take a hammer and tap this big bomb.
Rochester, are you mad? If you tap that bomb, it'll explode and send you 50 miles high.
Don't be silly, boss.
Rochester, what happened? Where are you?
I ain't sure, but here comes Mr. Jordan.
Rochester is now a suburb of Buffalo, I think. But over here on column 2, page 1, we find another of the 48s praised in song. For R.J. Ordway and the gang at APO 636, and for Sergeant Al Owyke at APO 980, it's the new and sure to be popular song, Iowa.
Iowa, Iowa. That's how they sing it in the tall corn song. Other people call it Iowa, and they're both just a little bit wrong. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's the robin in the willow. It's the postmaster's friendly hello. Iowa, what a beautiful name. You'll remember it wherever you roam. It's the sumac in September. It's the squeak of your shoes in the snow. It's the Sunday school and the old river bend. Songs on the porch after dark. It's the corner store and a penny to spend. You and your girl in the park. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and a memory of long, long ago. Picnic ground and the whippoorwills call, acorns and dew on the lawn. It's the county fair and the odd fellas hall, meeting the circus at dawn. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and a memory of long, long ago. Iowa, what a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home.
Iowa, 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 W-A, Iowa.
Here's a page waiting to be filled with something. It's the Views from the Muses column, but where's the editor?
Hello, Mr. Crosby.
Hello.
I'm Ransom Sherman, the poetry ed.
Yes, and I'm the managing Ed.
Well, I always say two Eds are better than one.
Oh.
What do you always say?
No comment. Just read your poems, eh, Rancid?
The name is not Rancid. The name is Ransom.
Oh, yes.
Rancid means bitter, spoiled, distasteful.
You see what I mean?
Yes, then show Mr. Crosby, and I hope all your jokes hatch by spring, too. But enough of this prattle. It's time to rhyme.
And whence cometh the first ode?
I'm glad you asked. It's from John Dallin at APO 972. Remember those beautiful travel ads about the South Sea Isles? They told of dark-eyed beauties dressed only in their smiles. Now here I am in that South Sea place, and all that I can see is the guy who wrote those ads is a jerk. I know, because the guy is me.
Ranch, do you think those kind of poems will ever replace the old-fashioned hot foot?
Well, I don't gamble, Bing, but I'll match you for it. Our next contribution is from Arnold Weinberg at a Coast Guard base somewheres.
Mm.
Somewheres.
Mm-hmm.
On the rifle range, I'm very bashful. I'm one of the hammers and hawers, because every time I fire my rifle, I see nothing but Maggie's drawers.
The last poem.
I'm glad you asked that, too. Our last poem is rather short. It was sent in by Captain Frank H. Burrow, somewhere overseas. Rusty rifle, dirty shoes, messy clothes, guardhouse blues.
And how true. They'll gig you every time. Remember, men, we're still in the market here for poems, limericks, and assorted verses. All you got to do is email them into GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll be only too glad to print them up for you. Hello?
Hello, boss.
Boss? Who is this that's calling me boss?
Well, it ain't Frank Sinatra.
You're sure about that, huh?
Of course I'm sure about it. All or nothing at all. Hey, maybe I am Frank Sinatra.
With gravel, eh? Well, look, Ross, we're going to press any minute now. What's the scuttle on your experiences overseas with the troops?
Okay, but there's some military secrets I'll have to leave out.
Yeah?
I can't tell you exactly where I am. I can't tell you exactly how I got here. And I can't tell you exactly what I'm doing.
Well, exactly what can you tell me?
Well, the only thing I can tell you exactly is that there's exactly nothing I can tell you.
That's all right, Rochester. We understand perfectly. Hitler's got big ears.
Look who's talking.
I know you're somewhere in the South Pacific on an island, though.
That's right, boss. And this island must be the smallest island in the world.
Oh, now, after all, Rochester, how small can an island be?
Well, just to give you a rough idea, every time you roll a dice, you got to swim out to read your point. I've been losing a fortune in this game.
How come?
I can't swim as fast as they can.
Find any girls on that island?
Yeah, there's one girl here that's wearing a sarong.
Great, great. Dorothy Lamour looks swell in a sarong.
Boss, any resemblance between her and Miss Lamour is purely non-existent.
What are those native girls doing?
They're doing the hula hula.
The hula hula?
Yeah, that's just like the rumba, only they keep the wiggle under grass.
Proofreading the date headline, we see that it's dated musically September song. This is particularly for Sergeant Willard Tease and the Grease Monkeys in barrack number 601 at APO 634.
December. But the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. All the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Flipping over the pages in the G.I. Journal, we come face to face with our letters to the editor. And that's something when the face belongs to lovely Linda Darnell.
Hiya, Bing.
Hiya, Linda. Now that you're here, I'm all eyes and ears.
That's funny, Bing. You know, when Bob Hope was editor, he said he was all eyes and ears.
Let's cut his nose in there for a small bow, too, huh?
Well, Bing, look, I want to thank you for asking me out to your rancho over the weekend.
Pleasure was all mine, Linda Gal. Did you enjoy indulging in the rural life?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, you should get out every day and chop wood or something.
Oh, I do.
You
do? Yes. Yesterday I chopped up 2 cords of wood.
How much wood?
1 cord.
How much?
Well, I chopped down a little tree.
Bing.
All right, so I fractured a toothpick.
Well, all I know is that I slept like a log the whole time. Did you have any trouble sleeping, Bing?
No, but when I first bought the ranch, I used to walk in my sleep.
You used to walk in your sleep?
Yes. Huh? Yeah. One night I climbed up on the roof and I caused an alert.
Oh, the army spotted you, huh?
Yeah, but they finally decided my pajamas were friendly.
I never knew you were so domestic, Bing.
Well, I'm a rustic.
Well, sure. I mean, well, gee, you can feed chickens and milk cows like a regular farmer.
Linda, I don't want to brag or anything, but last week I milked so many cows that when I sing, it comes out bossy me mucho.
Oh. Well, it serves you right for milking in conga rhythm.
Conga rhythm?
Yeah, I saw you. Oh. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Triple take. Well, tell me, how did you make out each morning collecting the eggs?
Oh, I loved it, Bing. You know, I collected eggs from every hen except one.
Oh, yes. I know, Matilda. She is a triumph.
Yes?
I forgot to tell you about her.
Well, what about her?
Well, she's very patriotic. Every time you ask her for an egg, she says, I'm sorry. Putting everything I have into war bonds.
Look, I think we better get going on our letters
Let's
to the editor. Don't
yes.
you think so?
Got
too?
Some good ones this week?
I should say so. For instance, listen to this poem from WAC Lieutenant Nyla Muncy. It's called Troop Ship Missing. Snafu didn't tell her the name of the ship. He only said he was sailing. Snafu didn't tell her his APO nor kiss her goodbye from the railing. All Snafu really did, and it wasn't very much, was to tell her the time they were leaving. And she didn't tell a single soul, except her mother and, well, maybe another. Well, it didn't hurt for them to know. And now, though she's tried and tried, she just can't figure out why Snafu's never arrived.
I hope the inference contained therein is only thinly veiled.
Yes, I hope so, too.
How about this letter here?
Well, the next one, Bing, is from Goon Van Aken, Pop Wrigley, Sleepy Paulson, Cy Curtis, and Jody Danielson.
What a bunch of boys.
These boys are at APO 937, and I quote, "Hiya, Bing. We want to know why you aren't on for a whole hour.
Because
we get such a big bang out of your GI Journal program."
Well, thanks, man. We'd get a big bang out of being on a whole hour, too. But George M. Cohan told me once to always get off before you became too good a target.
Oh, look, Bing, you better read the next one, huh?
Okay, it's from Sergeant Bill Cantor. It's the sergeant's idea of what the average infantryman is like. The infantryman has gone through a period of tough training. He's learned to respond instinctively to the voice of command. He's learned to use a map and compass to creep and crawl. He's learned the use of weapons and the value of teamwork. Then comes combat. All infantrymen don't reach this stage, but the ones who do have a little different expression and look in their eye. That's a look born of experience, which is the infantryman's peculiar duty, that of making his own unwilling feet carry him forward against enemy fire in the attempt to close in hand-to-hand fighting with the opponent. That's the combat infantryman.
And that's a wonderful letter, Sergeant. No fooling. Look, perhaps you men listening in have an idea what the average serviceman of your unit is like. So, well, that's whether it's a submarine or glider or what have you. And if you do, fellas, just sit down and V-mail it to GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Boy, I'm sharp.
What's this?
Don't start swapping gags with me. I'm warning you.
Oh, you're really ready, huh?
I'll say yes, sir.
Well, who are you that you're so sharp?
Oh, just a little old bayonet.
Well, his head has the point for it. Comes time now to turn to this week's pin-up section. There's really something here to give the once-over to. It's MGM's beautiful new singing starlet, Gloria DeHaven. For R.W. Morris at Navy 250, Gloria steps front and center with "I've Got a Crush on You."
How glad the many millions of soldiers and civilians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore out my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How you won me, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Oh, baby, could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share, the world will pardon my mush. 'Cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. Oh, baby, could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share, the world will pardon my mush. 'Cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
Turning Turning to the next page in the GI Journal, we find that the type is all set for printing.
Say, hey, what are the typewriter, what's all this newspaper, ain't this the YMCA?
This happens to be the copy room of the old G.I.J., son. And who are you?
Oh, me? I'm Lieutenant Captain Major Current Gen Private Sad Sack.
And none too soon, either, to give our readers another installment in the story of your life, Sad Sack.
Yes, sir. Here's another install.
You're really stalled, aren't you, right in there?
Yeah, I talk like your horses run.
Oh. Let's keep those four-footed gold bricks of mine out of this. We present herewith another chapter in the life of the Sad Sack. Sad Sack was a brilliant child in school. As soon as the teacher asked a question, he put his little hand up.
Now, children, who was the first president of the United States? Sad Sack, I see you have your hand up.
Abraham, I just wanted to leave the room, teacher.
And so it came to pass as the Sad Sack grew up. He made a lot of people happy. But nobody was happier about the Sad Sack than one man in particular, who shouted over and over...
He proves my theory! He proves my whole theory!
A fellow by the name of Charles Darwin. But the parents of the Sad Sack really loved him. One Christmas, his father surprises the Sad Sack with a baseball bat. He sneaks up behind him and...
And a Happy New Year, too.
Then one fine day, a great event occurs in the life of the Sad Sack. He goes to his first burlesque.
Fresh popcorn.
Shortly after this, the Sad Sack fell among evil companions, and he takes his first drink. He lifts the glass to his lips and swallows.
Hey, is this supposed to be strong?
Well,
why, there's no effect at all. I don't even feel it. Who kicked me in the stomach?
A little later on, like the rest of the men his age, the Sad Sack is drafted into the army. One day he was cleaning a big cannon not far from the PX. A tough sergeant walks by and says...
Hey, you've got that cannon pointed right at the PX.
Oh, that's all right. It's not loaded. There's nothing in it. It's empty. It's empty. Well, the PX was all out of beer anyway.
Now let's ink up the roller here with an old favorite. After You've Gone.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, miss the dearest pal you've ever had, there'll come a time. Now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. You're gonna feel sad, miss the dearest part. get it someday. When you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine. You want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
Overseas with a cavalry unit.
Cavalry unit, huh? Well, ask them if they'd like any of my horses to help out in the war.
I already broached the question.
What did they say?
Uh-uh. Your horses did their bit in the last war.
On whose side? Such libel. Tell me, Roch, what you up to now?
I'm getting ready to go on maneuvers, but I got a tough problem to lick before I can leave.
Well, go ahead. Solve your problem.
Okay, boss. Well, I did it.
Did what?
Finally got my field pack rolled.
Oh, he makes less noise than that rolling 10 the hard way.
Say, Bing.
Yeah?
Here's a letter from Lieutenant Dave Robertson and his men at APO 505 and from Corporal Arthur J. Orozco and his cronies at APO 523. And they are in the mood for some more of our community warbling.
One community sing coming right up, Linda. All you guys here in the audience and all you soldiers, sailors, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines everywhere else, turn on the heat and give. I'll open the pot with a chorus, and then all of you are invited to ante up with your tenor, bass, baritone, or whatever you brung with you here. I'll knock the chorus first. Ready, Gene?
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad.
Now everybody, Kirkley, Askin, Hogue, Fisher, Waters, Gaffney, Reed, Faisan, Lehman, Vaughn, Edwards, Huckle, and all you GIs everywhere, hang on and grab another handful as we go around. Nothing could possibly top that, so I think we better draw the blinds and call it a day. But before I go, remember what G.I. Joe says. Every item you save helps shorten the war. I'll be back with you soon, and in the meantime, this is Bing Crosby saying so long.
The G.I. Journal has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.